emergency for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi, and Lafayette reminds listeners that many accidents are the result of drivers on their cell phones. Cell phone usage while driving is quickly becoming a serious problem on our roadways. Whether you're talking or texting, cell phone use is a major distraction. Do your part. Keep our streets safe. This community awareness message is brought to you by our friends at Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi. Proud to be serving our community. That's Auto Works East Porsche, BMW, Audi at 1751 Panorama Point in Lafayette. Call 303-444-0488.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Steve Wilkes. We're going to be talking about Obamacare. We're going to be talking about what's happening to medicine. And ladies and gentlemen, the government cannot run medicine. I mean, they can't even run a program to get people signed up for this Obamacare. Government is totally incapable of supervising medicine, and yet this is a sixth of our economy. It is going to totally disrupt the once noble practice of medicine. There are going to be death panels. Government is going to have to limit access to health care for large groups of people. There will be certainly well over, as there are today, well over 100 million people on Medicare and Medicaid. And the cost of health care is going to skyrocket. And certainly one of the most interesting things is certainly the people that this whole program was designed to help are not signing up for it. Are there young, healthy people who don't want to put out phenomenal amounts of money simply to make President Obama look good? The people are not going along with it. They're not signing up. But I'm going to let Steve Wilson give you his outlook on what's happening. Steve, thanks very much for being with us this morning. And why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about your background, why you're concerned, and why you're speaking out against Obamacare.
Yes, sir, Dr. Monty. Thank you for having me on your program. I do appreciate it and the chance to discuss health care for specifically the troops, the men and women of our armed forces, and with regard to TRICARE customer service centers and the potential for those to be closed here in the States. My background, I am in the military, prior service Marine, now serving in the reserves. I've been to Iraq, I've been to Afghanistan, a few other places. Let me wedge this in from the very beginning. There are a lot of our returning vets who are unaware, folks who have come back, who are coming back from Afghanistan, troops who have been over there, and serving on the front lines, who are not aware that they are eligible for certain benefits within the Department of Veterans Affairs system. And they're coming back. A lot of these people are reservists. A lot of them are National Guard, and they're separating for whatever reason. And many of them are not aware that they have 5 years of free health care available to them from the Department of Veterans Affairs. And I just wanted to kind of put that out there first, because if you are in that situation, you need to speak with someone at your local VA office or TRICARE or Military OneSource to find out just what benefits are available to you.
All right, fine. So basically, then all they have to do is apply. Now, do they have to go to a VA hospital, or do they go to any doctor for that care?
Well, sir, many of our returning vets, their commands will inform them as to what they should be doing. But a lot of times, there's confusion about what's available for these troops. And there again, I would just urge them to contact their local VA office, the Military One Source website, or there's a phone number there. Contact your TRICARE representative on the base that you may be serving at to find out the specific health care benefits that you might have.
Well, now, a lot of these people are having emotional problems, post-traumatic stress?
Yes, sir, a lot of them do, unfortunately.
What percentage are we talking about? Do we have any idea?
That's a hard one to say. I know that combat operational stress is something that probably everybody who deploys to a war zone is susceptible to and has to deal with. It's a cumulative effect. With each successive deployment, you find yourself dealing with other stresses from the deployment you may be on at that time, going back to other deployments in the past. Now, as far as PTSD, which is something separate, but is closely related, I do not have the figures for that, no, sir.
Well, what about the quality of care in the Veterans Administration hospitals? Is it up to par?
That's a good question, Dr. Monteith. Now, I know that there is quite a bit of a backlog in the VA system right now, but people who have applied for some benefits are not receiving care in a timely manner. Some are. Now, my interactions with healthcare providers provided by TRICARE has been good for the most part. There are instances where I have lost a primary care provider simply because that doctor does not accept TRICARE anymore, because the payments that are offered by TRICARE to the healthcare provider are just not as much as what they're wanting. So there are more and more doctors who are no longer accepting TRICARE patients in their practice, unfortunately.
Well, do you have any idea what they're actually paying the doctors for their care?
I do not know, but I know that it's been broadcast that a lot of these costs are not being raised, but at the same time, these doctors are not being paid as much as they would, say, from a private insurer, a private healthcare carrier that is out there. So they are deciding, well, we are going to go with those carriers who are going to pay us more money, and TRICARE, unfortunately, we're just going to have to say goodbye.
So basically, then, what do the veterans do under those circumstances? Do they get private care or what?
Well, they have to go outside of the network, outside of the TRICARE network, in order to find a doctor who will treat them, and then they have to pay a certain fee above what TRICARE would pay in order to get the care that they're asking for.
Well, can the doctor accept the TRICARE plus a supplement if the person is willing to pay for it?
That is the case. My concern is that the Department of Defense is closing, or they're talking about closing TRICARE centers, service centers in bases across the country, not just some, but all of them, which would limit greatly the access to questions people have, answers that people have about their healthcare veterans. And their reasoning for this, as they're stating it, is that it's an efficiency measure. But I think more often than not, it's a cost-cutting measure to alleviate some of the burden of the costs of paying for the healthcare.
The government can't pay for all the veterans. They don't have the money. War after war, with more and more people, requiring medical care. We'll be back in just a moment here at American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest Steve Wilson. Steve, is there a difference in the medical benefits provided to reservists who are called to active duty and for regular Army officers, or people who are in the regular Army?
That's a good question, Dr. Monteith. When TRICARE is available for reservists who are not on an activated status, and that's called TRICARE Reserve Select. And that is currently what I am signed up for. But when a reservist is mobilized or called to active duty, that switches to TRICARE Prime. And as of course, you probably know that TRICARE exists in multiple forms, TRICARE Prime, TRICARE Standard, TRICARE Reserve Select. But the TRICARE for Life is one other aspect of it. And that's another area of concern, because the proposed 2014 budget that's been outlined by the DOD, it includes new enrollment fees for all of those aspects of TRICARE, and a lot of these changes fall heavily on the working age retirees who are under the age of 65, which is a concern, because to me, and I think any other NCO or leader within the military will tell you, that the basic tenet of leadership in the military is, first and foremost, you take care of your people.
All right. Well, basically, of course, what about the families of reservists? Are they eligible for care? I know that the families of regular Army people are. What about the families of reservists?
Yes, sir. It's like many of your health care insurance that's out there for, say, in the corporate sector. You can sign up for yourself individually, or you can sign up for yourself and a family member or other family members. And, of course, the cost escalates with each additional family member that you add to your plan.
And how expensive are we talking about?
Well, for example, in my own case, I had a health insurance policy through my civilian employer. When I went into the reserves, I dropped that civilian coverage simply because it would have cost twice as much as what the reserves were offering me. And quite frankly, I'm very pleased for the most part with TRICARE. There, like I said earlier, there are instances where my primary care provider for myself or for another family member has been dropped because they no longer accept TRICARE. But they have done a good job of taking care of me at a very equitable cost, a fair price.
Yes, but is this subsidized by the government? Is this another example of government subsidies Right now, we're talking somewhere between $4 and $6 trillion of government expense for our wars over in Afghanistan and Iraq. How can the government continue financing this?
Well, that's a question you're going to have to ask someone with a higher pay grade than myself, sir. Those numbers, when you start talking about that, they're hard to fathom. I don't know how the government is going to come up with the money to provide for it, but I think there are instances within the DoD where you could cut certain programs and focus on providing the care that's been promised to our veterans across the board.
Well, why would anybody believe the government would tell the truth? I mean, does government, no. I mean, government certainly is not answerable to the people. The government we have today has its own agenda and really doesn't really matter much what the people want. We go to the polls every 4 years, we vote for the candidates that have been selected for us, and we think this is democracy or representative government. I mean, basically, the American people didn't want to go to war with Afghanistan. They didn't want to go to war with Iraq. We were manipulated into it. We're down, they say, somewhere between $4 and $6 trillion before this is all over. Well, where's that money? There's no way that we can continue creating a $1 trillion a year, which is what we're doing now. What happens if the government quits creating all this new money? Where are we going to get the money to run the federal government when we're having to subsidize it $1 trillion a year right now?
Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. These wars have been very, very costly in terms of resources and our individual people. And where we're going to come up with that money, that's a good question. But I think you can look across the board. There are some programs that are subsidized by the government that you and I would probably say, you know, that's really not a good expenditure of our funds. There are certain entitlements out there that people hang on to, and I could go on and on about that. But bottom line, I think that our troops, our veterans, people returning from the war zones who have needs physically, emotionally, mentally, those needs should be met, and that should be the primary focus for the Department of Veterans Affairs.
But is it?
Is it? That is a good question, sir. You'd have to ask individual members who have served in combat, who have come back. For some of those, they would say no. For others, they would say yes. That's kind of an objective type of a question to ask.
My understanding is that many veterans are finding it takes almost a year before they get any benefits when they get back. Is that true?
Yes, sir, that is true.
And basically, what's the solution? Because I have heard that said that, I mean, this is actually, they pretend, well, we're just inefficient, we don't have people, but the truth of the matter is, they're lying, this is the policy, and that's to delay the onset of treatment for veterans. Do we have any way of knowing what's really going on? Are they really that inefficient, or is this really government policy, and they just don't want the veterans to know?
I think that there is a certain amount of inefficiency within the system. I think they have the manpower to accomplish what's needed, but I think the impetus and the enthusiasm to jump in there, roll up their sleeves, and get the job done for our veterans just isn't there a lot of times. And I think maybe the answer is in some ways to enlist the aid of private sector. We've seen how the government handles things like U.S. Postal Service, different functions within our government like that. It's grossly inefficient, and sometimes you think, well, you look at the model provided by courier services in the private sector. They do a much better job. Maybe that's the answer for healthcare for our veterans. I don't know, but I think those questions should be explored and those potential options should be put on the table.
Well, now, what is the thrust of your message to our listeners today?
My thrust today is that I'm concerned that health care through TRICARE, the system that the government has in place, I'm just worried that their rationale for closing a lot of these customer service centers is based on cost cutting and not on efficiency, and it doesn't have the best interests of our veterans at heart.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't. I'm sure it's a matter of dollars and cents. They don't have the money. Oh, but they're not going to come right out and admit that. So they're going to just keep putting off and putting off and putting off their access to health care. And this must be extremely, certainly disturbing for many of the men who fought and gone off believing that when they came back, they'd get veterans care. And they just, it is being intentionally withheld.
Yes, sir. And in my case, when I came back from Afghanistan, I'm now an author. I have written two novels. They're fiction, of course. One is called Red Sky at Morning. The other book, the follow-on book, is called Tempest of Fire. And it follows the adventures of a Marine Corps officer and his background with this current time frame and the wars that have existed in our past. And that's how I got really involved in a lot of in talking about a lot of these issues.
Well, if you're out in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guest, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question, because I don't think that the veterans are certainly being adequately treated, but this is a common thing. The average person going in the military doesn't understand that there are forces within government that are very know exactly what they're doing, and my understanding is that certainly many times people working for the Veterans Administration are actually rewarded for just not getting around to actually providing the health care, and basically this can go on for months or even in some instances years, and other times people are eligible for veterans disability payments, and certainly this can go on for 5, 10, 15, as long as 20 years before they'll actually get their veteran's disability benefit. Have you run into that aspect of it at all, Steve?
Personally, no. I have not run into that that part of it, sir.
Well, basically, getting information from the veterans as we do. Many times we've heard this same story, intentional delay of onset of disability payment. We have a caller. Who's calling?
Dr. Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
I want to ask Steve a question about I'm a little confused about what our mission is in Afghanistan. This is the premise I'm basing the question on. If there's 50 to 100 Al-Qaeda there, why do we have almost 20,000 troops there?
At one time we had 90,000 to fight those 100,000 Al-Qaeda. That's a good question, Steve. Yeah, but what are we doing over there? Why are we fighting Al-Qaeda when there's only perhaps 100 of them?
That is a good question. I have seen that statistic. Initially, our role there was to not deny safe havens for Al-Qaeda. Right. Now, as far as what we're doing there now, we're basically winding down that war. And for me, I don't get my head wrapped too much around, why we're my basic question when I'm there is that if I'm doing my job, the warfighter downrange gets the equipment he needs, gets the supplies he needs, and in some small way, what I do helps to save a life. And that's my focus, is my brothers and sisters in uniform and what they're doing over there.
Well, I don't know. I personally think that war is more than just following orders,
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there are some aspects, some orders that are unlawful. There are some orders that you don't want to follow. Personally, I've not received orders that have been something that I would object to or say no to.
What do you think the ratio between the number of Al-Qaeda has been killed versus the number of Afghani civilians?
I don't have that figure for. I do not know.
Okay,
well,
thank you.
We could probably, those of us who are not in the military, can speak much more freely about what's going on. I think this is a criminal activity, and I think the people who committed our troops to going over there Azarnay should be tried for treason. Basically, we were dealing with an attack on the World Trade Center. 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi Arabians, so we attack Afghanistan. What's wrong with this picture? And yet our boys, we've lost about 6,000 boys, but they never tell you about the 35 or 40,000 other who've been critically wounded. Many of them will never be normal. And then all the hundreds of thousands that have post-traumatic stress, all for a war we never should have been involved in, but nobody from the military will say that. We have another caller. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Ann, and I want to thank, first of all, Steve Wilson for his absolutely excellent service, I am sure, to our country.
Thank you, Ann.
Yes, and what I'm calling about is regarding...
Could you speak just a little louder?
Because you are the... you have to... the commander-in-chief, you can't really speak out much against him. My question really is, what is a service person allowed to say in terms of speaking out against what they feel is wrong? And because I have known people who say, we can't say anything because he's the commander-in-chief and we have to follow his orders. So I'd like that, and I have another question after you.
Well, why don't you just ask the one? Really, when you're in the military, you can't speak out. I know I've been in the military, but Steve, how would you respond to our caller?
Well, that's a juggling act that that many of us face.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought, and when we get back, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Mm-hmm.
Stan here. Our guest this morning is Steve Wilson. Steve, do you have an address or an email or a website that you'd like to get out so people get in touch with you if they're concerned?
Yes, sir. You can go to my website, which is stevewilsonauthor.com. Again, that's stevewilsonauthor.com. That's a site that promotes my novels, and it also will offer you a link to my blog, where I talk about a lot of things related to the military as well as creative writing.
Now, are you still in the reserves?
Yes, sir, I am.
Are you in the active reserve, or are you simply spending your time writing?
Well, it's a fairly active reserve these days, as you can well imagine. As much as 50% of our deployed forces in war zone are made up of National Guard or reserve members. So they keep us pretty steady, pretty active. And in the past, say, since 2007, I've deployed three times.
And are you back in civilian life now, or are you still with the military?
I'm with the military. I drill once a month, and then 2 weeks each year. So, and then I have a civilian job, and I do my writing on the side.
All right, very good. Now, do we still have one of our callers there?
Yes.
Just go right ahead. And certainly the telephone number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And you go right ahead.
Can I say that Aaron Vaughn, one of the men of the 17 of the SEAL Team 6 that were killed on the helicopter, that was the Chinook helicopter, the out-of-date, basically, helicopter, stated that in her research for the book that they had done, and you can go research the Aaron Vaughn book, that 84% of the deaths that have happened in the U.S. military in Afghanistan have happened under Obama's rules of engagement. And I'd like to see if you can talk about those rules of engagement. Maybe you don't. I'm not quite sure. But that's very serious. And since, you know, Valerie Jarrett, an Iranian-born woman, lives in the White House with Obama, and she has so much to do with what happens in our legislation and what happens in our government. But nobody knows, or few people know, that she's there.
All right. Well, your question is, then, what are the rules of engagement? Does it make it difficult for the military? Is that your question?
Yes.
All right. But, okay. Are you in a position to address that, Steve? And I will understand if you tell me that you're not, because of your reserve status. But go ahead.
Yes. And this caller is Ann. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And yes, thank you for your question. And as you mentioned earlier, there are certain things that military members were restricted in terms of freedom of speech because of restrictions put on us by the military. Naturally, I do not speak for the Department of Defense, and they would prefer that I not say certain things, and I'm going to abide by their judgments on that. There are operational security concerns that are out there. So as far as the rules of engagement, I think that generally is something that is determined at the local level by the commanders on the ground, depending on the missions that are involved. So I can't really speak specifically about that. But getting back to your original question, yes, there are certain things that we can say, and I would urge everyone to pick up a copy of Aaron's book that Ann mentioned, and also be advised of other issues facing this nation and our military that Dr. Monteith brings out on his program on a regular basis.
Okay, well, the book also has on it, if you go to the website and if you Google research that, there is a prayer that is said over our military's bodies when they're shipped out of Afghanistan. And General Jerry Boykin has a little YouTube on there, and the imam of the area or something, you know, an imam from Afghanistan is required to speak over those bodies. And eventually, more recently, that was interpreted, meaning we couldn't understand what the Arab language was, but it was interpreted. And that was to damn our men to hell, and mm-hmm. that they were infidels. And that is the prayer that Obama is allowing being said over our nation's best who give their life for the service to their country. And people don't know it. So I hope people visit the website and see what's going on.
Why should you be surprised that Obama would do this?
It's appalling. It's appalling. It's just, we didn't think that was happening. The whole thing is awful.
Yes, and that does disturb me as well.
Yes. Okay, well,
this is not going to be picked up by ABC, CBS, NBC, because, of course, they're not going to tell you the truth.
That's right.
That's why I do what I do 5 hours a day.
That's right.
Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, thank you, and God bless.
And you too. And what is the name of the book again?
Oh, you know what? I wanted to say one other thing. Jerry Boykin was on television, and he mentioned one thing. In Jeremiah 29:7-8, the passage from the Bible basically says that be sure to work for the welfare of your country, because your welfare is based on your country's welfare. So praying is not enough. You have to act and become very, very much a citizen to stand for the best that would be for our country, and not, just thinking that doing nothing is going to work. You have to get very active. That's what Jerry Boykin's request was, General Jerry Boykin. Thank you very much.
Prayer takes a little elbow grease as well, yeah.
A whole lot. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you're out there, you have a question for Steve Wilson, who, of course, is on his own, is speaking out now in favor of the veterans, many of whom don't understand what they're entitled to when they have returned from overseas. And many who do understand and try to get care are put off and put off and put off for long periods of time. The people in the Veterans Administration just are so inefficient that they can't get around to providing some benefits. Now, are there two types of benefits that people get? One, of course, is medical benefits, but the other are disability benefits. They're having difficulty getting both?
I would say probably, yes.
And a lot of these people coming back, and they're incapable of working, and they can't get any benefits from the military or from the Veterans Administration. Have you heard this, that they're having difficulty getting the disability benefits from the Veterans Administration?
I have heard it. By some of the cable news stations that there is a backlog in the VA for receiving benefits. I personally have not run into anybody who is having that issue, but of course that doesn't mean anything. They're being reported, and I'm sure that it is happening.
And of course we're talking really about up to a year, these people, and it may be even longer than that, but up to a year they're coming back. I mean, they're out of the military. They've been released from the military, and they can't work, and they can't get any VA benefits. And where is the outcry from our general media? Why?
Yeah, there's very little outcry.
Pardon me, it's deafening in its silence. Go right ahead. My guest is Steve Wilson. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Are you concerned about the veterans out there and the fact that they can't get medical benefits or even monetary benefits?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Steve Wilson. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Do we still have the caller on or not? I guess not. Well, Steve, are you doing this on your own, or do you represent some sort of a veterans group that's concerned by the fact that our veterans are not getting their medical benefits? And of course, I'm also pointing out that their disability benefits they're not getting. I've read this from a number of sources many times. Get out of some of the military, suddenly they're discharged. They can't get their disability benefits either. Who's calling it?
Hi, this is Bill. I wanted to know the website that woman that was just on that talked about the prayer that Obama is allowing about the Arabs.
I really didn't get that. Did you get that, Steve?
No, sir, I did not.
Maybe you'd like to call back and put it out again. Anything
well,
else
maybe
you
she'll
want
call
to add?
Back. Appreciate
What's
it
that?
If she would. Thank you.
Okay, if she would call back, why we'll get that out again. But if you have a question, 877-254-7524. Okay, who's calling?
Hi, this is Ann again, and I just wanted to give the information about the website.
Yes, okay? Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, you'd have to Google because I'm not at a computer, and so I can't give you that. But if you just Google Aaron Vaughn, V-A-U-G-H-N, Aaron.
Spell that one
Karen.
More time. Aaron what?
Vaughn. V as in Victor.
Yes.
A-U-G-H-N. Parents. His father's name is Billy Vaughn's book on Aaron Vaughn. If you would Google that, you would get to the links, and then you would get to the page where the book is, and where also General Jerry Boykin has a YouTube on there that tells you what's going on in Afghanistan about that. You know, the first caller sort of kind of blamed the deaths of the civilians. I mean, maybe he didn't, but I could take it that way on the military that are over there. This is the decision made by the president and his handlers, you know. So please don't blame our military men for defending themselves. And the green on blue events have skyrocketed, meaning the Afghanis that are killing that are training the Afghanis to defend
All right, the name is...
it's Billy Vaughn.
Aaron Vaughn. Anything else you want to say?
Victor. A-U-G-H-N.
Thank
and then
you
if,
so
you,
much.
If you Google that, you'll get to it. Okay?
And, Steve, one of the things that we've heard is that one of the functions of our military over in Afghanistan is guarding the poppy fields. Is there any truth to that? Or are you in a position to say?
To be honest, Dr. Mont, I'm not in a position to say. I have heard those rumors. I don't know of anyone who is in a position where they're doing that. That's not to say that it could not be happening. But I personally have no knowledge of it.
All right. And I have a 56-page treatise I just pulled down off the Internet, and it shows the American soldiers in the poppy fields, certainly. One of the major functions of the war is to maintain the heroin traffic. Anyone who doubts that, go up on the Internet and simply type in CIA major of force behind heroin traffic, something of the sort. You'll find out that although half of the people in our prisons are there for drug purposes, the largest purveyor of heroin in the world today is the American CIA. But then, of course, before that, it was MI6, British Intelligence. That's what the opium wars were all about back in the 1800s. Not to do away with opium, but to allow it to be grown in China so it could be utilized by MI, by the British intelligence agencies. But that's a different subject. We don't want to tag that on to Steve. He's not in a position to talk about it. He's heard the rumors, but doesn't know anybody specifically involved in it. Steve, we've only got a couple of minutes. What is the message you want to leave with our listeners today?
Well, primarily my message is for our veterans to avail yourself to the government agencies and private agencies that can advise you as to the benefits that you're entitled to as a veteran. My other message is for the listening public to just continue to be informed. Find those sources of news and analysis that will educate you about what is going on in our country, in our political system, and with our military as well. And to honor those who have served and to continue to do so.
Now, what about these private organizations? Where would you find a private organization that could tell you about what your rights are, the rights you're not getting?
A lot of the family service centers at military bases have lists of agencies and organizations that provide services that are not affiliated specifically with the U.S. government. I would encourage people to get that list, find out what's out there, find out what benefits you're entitled to.
Well, I've heard it said that the American Veterans of Foreign Wars, that the American Veterans Association, that a number of these veterans organizations are actually getting money from the VA. So you can go there and complain all you want to. They'll listen to you, but nothing gets done. And basically, we've actually had people on who work with the veterans who say that most of the veterans organizations are not going to represent you at all. They're there simply to give you the idea that you have the right to appeal this, but they're not going to help you actually get your benefits. And many of our veterans will wait 5 or 10 years or more to get benefits. And this, I think, is criminal activity. But then, when you fight for a country that has for a government that certainly doesn't, in my estimation, represent what's best for our country, taking us from war to war, no-win war is why I'm very, very concerned. And people in the military can't speak out, but you can out there in the listening audience, ladies and gentlemen, and you must speak out. And you must point out and ask why we went to war with Afghanistan when 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, and 6 of those 19 hijackers that died on September 11, 2011 are living and well today. Now, if you could explain that to me, I'll appreciate it. But if you don't believe it, go up on the Internet, Google in 6 of the 19 hijackers, 9/11 hijackers, living and well in today, and you'll find that's true. And maybe you can explain to me how 6 of those men came back from being dead, because we saw them die. We saw it on television. They had the cameras all set up, so we saw the planes flying into the Twin Towers, and indelibly imprinted in our mind is that memory. But why did they have the cameras set up ahead of time? For the Twin Towers and for building number 7. Thanks very much, Steve. Appreciate you being with us. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Monty. Bye-bye.
Or an 888 number for a free report on gold and silver from people who claim they make no money. Did you get stuck with a bunch of foreign coins that you can't pronounce? Do you have rare coins that nobody can possibly value, or worse yet, rare coins from a sunken ship? Do you find out they really did make money on you? Are you getting called constantly by telemarketers to buy more or trade every day? Then most likely you've already lost a lot of money. Even if gold doubles or triples from here, you will still lose money. We can help. It's not too late to get your holdings into American products and still take advantage of major market moves. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592. No hassle, no hype, no bait and switch, and no complaints. After 2 decades of service, we're still here for you. Call 1-800-951-0592 or go to allamericangold.com and you'll be treated with honesty and respect You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and certainly I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Steve Wilson, but this is a very real problem. The veterans are not being well treated, but you must understand our government is controlled by a small secret society. It was created by Cecil Rhodes back in 1891, and of course initially it was known as the Round Table, and then in 1921 became in the United States the Council on Foreign Relations, and in 1919 the Royal Institute for International Affairs. The Royal Institute is located at number 10 St. James Square in London. The Council on Foreign Relations is at 5868 Street in New York City. I've been to both organizations. I've been to both buildings. I spent weeks there at the Harold Pratt House going through their files, and they are a front for the secret society, a subversive organization intent upon creating a one-world government. Which is why we have American troops in 130 nations today, between 800 and 1,000 foreign bases, why we're fighting in Afghanistan, why we're certainly still have our troops stationed, thousands of troops stationed there in Iraq. Even though we're not in Iraq, we still have several thousand troops stationed there, and the American people can't figure out what's going on. We are actually financing the murder of innocent civilians in Syria. We've killed over 115,000 innocent civilians in Syria. And basically, the United States, working along with Saudi Arabia and Dubai, have actually financed the rebels there that have killed 115,000 innocent civilians. And what do they say? Oh, Assad. Assad, the dictator over there, is killing his people. The people are being killed because we are financing the rebels. Are you concerned? Do you really care? Or are you more concerned about football? Because, ladies and gentlemen, I really believe God is going to bring his judgment on America. It's not a matter of if, but when. And if you're not involved, then you're part of the problem, and you'll have no one to blame. Let me suggest you go to my website, radioliberty.com. Watch the DVDs. Listen to the radio programs. You can hear them there. Live 4 hours a day. Recorded 24 hours a day. And we keep them there for 6 weeks. Listen to the wonderful guests that we have. Trying to explain to you what's really going on behind the scenes. You read our newsletters. Certainly you can certainly read my treatise on the Georgia Guidestones, my treatise on population control, and you can understand why, of course, we are pushing abortion and euthanasia, but it's not simply that. Certainly, why is there a dramatic increase in the incidence of cancer? Why is there a dramatic incidence in the increase in heart disease? Why is there a dramatic increase in the incidence of all sorts of diseases that are crippling and destroying our people?